Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Podcraft. This is the show all about podcasting, as you know, helping you create a more successful podcast. I'm Colin Gray, and joined, as always, by Matthew McLean. How are you doing, Matthew?
Good morning to you.
Beautiful day outside.
Fun fact for you, when you Google Podcraft, you might know this, sometimes like an H.P. Lovecraft podcast comes up. I've got an H.P. Lovecraft t-shirt on today, so there's a...
There was an old show that must have stopped a few years back, eh?
HP Podcraft.
Yes, indeed. But that's not us. We're not talking about Cthulhu, don't worry. He's not coming to get your microphones. Instead, we're going to help you create something, which is your first episode. This season is all about creating your first podcast episode. Just taking that first move and getting it out there into the world, eh? Just helping people get over that procrastination. So short, sharp episodes helping you take those steps to get it out there. So if you've been listening along, you know last time around we talked about formats and approaches. So basically how you can put a show together. And now we're going to go into that age-old question. What's that thing we're asked the most often, Matthew?
How long and how often, which is... Yes. It could be taken in multiple ways.
Sounds like a different show. But yes, how long and how often? How long should my podcast be? How often should I podcast? How many times do you get that every day by email?
Yeah, it's a question that's asked a lot, isn't it? So, I mean, seems to be a sort of commonly repeated stat, if you like, that you should be aiming for an episode of around 20 minutes. Yeah, and people have actually come up with a lot of data that, like, on the surface backs that up. So you hear arguments like average commuter times and all this. The reasons I don't really think that's relevant is, like, well, we're podcast listeners and I listen to podcasts of all different lengths. I drive up here in the morning, got a podcast on, stick my headphones on, walk in. When I start work, I just hit pause. And then when I go out for my lunch, I put my headphones back on, I just hit play again. The lens is irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Totally. So, I've never, if a podcast good enough from start to finish, I've never thought, oh, this is going on a bit. So it's like, I mean, is that the same way you sort of think about it?
Yeah, totally. I don't feel like I need to complete something during one session. And in fact, there's so many different contexts as well. Like, I think, that's obviously a good place for people to listen is on a commute, like on the way to work or whatever. But the whole thing about an average that's taken as well is that nobody's actually, very few people are actually average.
Yeah.
It's by definition a kind of a mean across a huge variation of numbers. There's going to be a larger group of people around that center point, but it's still going to be a big variation between like 15 and 25 minutes or something. There'll be a whole lot of people. There's all these other contexts as well, like cooking my dinner, mowing the lawn, like just doing some work at the weekend or something like that. I'll listen to a podcast. So I think that's a bad stat.
But like, there is still such a thing as too long, isn't there? Like, what might an example of a podcast that's too long be for you?
I think it's, I mean, it's down to value, isn't it? It's down to how good the show is. It's down to whether people are... The worst thing you can do, I think, is if you make a show half an hour long because your show is always half an hour long and therefore you like add things in because you feel like you need to fill out that space. And this sounds obvious, but we hear people doing it, don't we? You see, you listen to podcasts where it should have been only 15 minutes. They could have covered this topic in even 10 minutes, but for some reason they've done it over a half an hour because they see that as their normal length.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think my general rule is that a podcast should be as short as possible, but no shorter. So don't cut it to fit a perfect length and don't extend it to fit a perfect length. Make it as short as you can for that topic so that every single minute of that show is packed with, you know, dense value. You know, every single bit of it is worthwhile. You're not covering over the same stuff. You're not waffling. You're not going off on tangents. It's every single bit of that show is worthwhile to the audience.
Then I suppose the other side of things is like, If you're saying to your listeners, we're going to do a half hour show or a 20 minute show, and you're interviewing somebody and it's really good content and you've got a few really good questions still to ask, you think there's a lot of value in there.
Yeah.
There's no benefit to saying, well, I'm afraid we're out of time.
Yes.
So if you're really, like, if if it's necessary for some reason to be doing a specific length of episode, you could always cut the episode, couldn't you?
Yeah,
and go for another half hour and make that another episode.
Yeah.
But again, I find that this is a hangover from TV and radio. You've got the news at the top of the hour, so you need to be done. You don't need to be done in podcasting. It's up to you.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the power of the medium. We have control. There's no rules. You can do whatever the hell you like. So yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think there's actually... You mentioned it's only too long if you start going off topic or it becomes dull because it's not dense with entertainment or value or whatever it is. But I do think there's a place for really short shows as well that fit into certain contexts. Like these days, I actually listen to a few separate shows that are only a few minutes long or 5 minutes long, because when I walk into the kitchen and I'm putting on my coffee, for example, in the morning, I quite like the fact that I can't listen to... See, here's an example of, I don't want to listen to a 20-minute show because actually I know my kids are going to come down in 10 minutes time and I don't want to put something on that's just going to have to stop again in 5 minutes. But there's a few 5-minute shows out there, news updates, that type of thing, which I can just say, Alexa, play this. Mm-hmm. Alexa, play that. And it just comes on quickly. It'll play it for 3, 4, 5 minutes while I'm putting my coffee on, and it's finished and it's done by then. So I think there's actually a big place for really short shows nowadays, especially with smart speakers.
Yeah, like the sort of what I'd refer to as thought of the day style shows that come out more frequently and have just one little thing.
Yeah.
I guess there's an attraction in that when you look at your podcast app and you see this long list of episodes all at like 2 minutes. Or you know what you're getting. That definitely, there's that side of the coin too. Yeah. So I guess it's what's going to work for you, what's going to serve your topic, what's going to serve your listener, and just do that.
Yeah. And I suppose the final thing I'll mention is around the kind of the long form content concept, whereby, you know, there are some good shows out there that do proper long form, like the Tim Ferriss show, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, shows like that go like 2-3 hours sometimes, and they're still really popular. So it's an argument that people will listen to a 2 or 3 hour show, and that's true. Like, people will listen to a show that's that long, but I'd be wary of starting one that long.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I tend to find these are people that have built reputations already.
Yes.
If you just came out the gate with that, then you might struggle.
I think you have to earn it, don't you? Mm-hmm. You have to, either by having a pre-existing audience before you start the podcast, like Tim Ferriss did, or by just showing how good you are at doing this, like Dan Carlin. Like, he's been creating these episodes that just... his audience, I think, mainly grew just because they were so damn good.
Yeah.
Like, he tells such a good story over 2 or 3 hours. So yeah, I think that's the only time I would get into this, a proper long form content, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is that how long, that cover length?
Yeah, that's us done our length.
Cool. So stick to basically, I would go as short as you can, but no shorter. Try and keep it on the shorter end of things. But if you can talk for 30, 40, 50 minutes and it's really good value, then go for it. But even, I mean, there's an argument for splitting up, like even a 40, 50 minute one into 20 minute chunks, say, just to fit. You know, make it more consumable, more snackable. But then again, do what you like. It's your audience. Test it. Test things with your audience. See what feedback you get, and then follow that. Basically, follow the people that listen to you. Right, so second half of this, how long and how often is all about frequency, isn't it? So probably the second most common thing we're asked, how often should I do my podcast?
Yeah, I mean, the I don't know if it's the most common actually, you think of weekly as like, I do a podcast every week. I think there's a lot of value in thinking that way, because a weekly show has something about it where, like, the weekly shows I listen to, whatever day they come out, I expect to be spending a Thursday with a certain podcast.
Yes.
So that's really powerful, I think, over a period of time, if you've got that relationship with your listeners.
How many podcasts do you listen to that you actually know what day it comes out?
I've got even though I'm not remotely into wrestling at all, I listen to a wrestling one that comes out on a Thursday.
Okay.
And I never miss an episode of that. So really? I always know when I sort of leave the house in the morning, I open up Overcast and I see it downloading. So right. It's like,
It's interesting because I know there are people like you like that have their few favorite shows, say two or three favorite shows where they look forward to coming out on a certain day. But I would consider myself a pretty prolific podcast listener, but I have never done that. I've never known when any show comes out. I always just have 20, 30 shows on my feeds. When I walk out the door or whenever I'm doing something, I'll just open it up. I'll see what's there. I'll just press something. I don't wait for it. So it's kind of funny for me that.
But nevertheless, if you're listening to that show every week, you're getting that every week, aren't you?
No, I agree. Yeah, the weekly format still fits me because I'll think like I've got a start when it's on the Gimlet Media startup podcast, for example. That's one of the ones I particularly look forward to. Still don't know what day it comes out, but I do think, right, okay, there'll be a new one this week. I know that the new week started, so I should be able to find another one in my feed.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. I mean, there's so much of our lives are built around a weekly schedule, isn't it? That just fits quite well psychologically. It fits as a creator often. Like if you set every Tuesday, for example, every Tuesday afternoon, you're going to record your show. So I think it works quite well. On the other hand, there is a fair bit of work in podcasting. Is weekly too often? Is it sustainable for your average person?
It can be, depending on the time that you've got available, depending on the type of podcast you're doing and how much work is involved in doing it. If you're doing a solo show and you only have yourself to rely on, it's more realistic to think, okay, I can hit this weekly schedule. If you're doing interviews, if you've got co-hosts or multiple co-hosts, obviously you're at the mercy of other people's schedules as well. With a bit of planning, it definitely can work, but understand that ultimately you don't have full control here and you're going to have to work a bit harder to make it work, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I guess the other option, if you think that weekly might be a bit too much work, would be to go fortnightly or bi-weekly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's still often enough. So the argument for going weekly as opposed to fortnightly is that it kind of builds a more powerful habit, I suppose. Maybe you're putting out more content, you're being a bit more prolific, you can grow your audience a bit faster the more frequent you do. But fortnightly, I think, is still pretty regular, isn't it? I mean, I think that's still often enough. And we've seen fortnightly shows that grow a good audience, and it gives you a bit more breathing space as well. And there's also the argument, I think, as well, that you could put as much work into a fortnightly show as a weekly show and just make it more polished. Mm-hmm. Like instead of doing a weekly interview, which is just put out raw, you put out a fortnightly interview where you actually spend a few hours editing it. So it's cut down from a 40-minute to a 20-minute interview, makes it more valuable, more entertaining, more useful, because it's more information in less time. Put in some music, that kind of thing, that just highlights things. So I think there's an argument for that as well. What about The Daily Show?
The Daily Show, I don't know if we're seeing as much of those now. Back when John Lee Dumas was doing his Daily Show himself, and that's
even he's stopped now.
Yeah, exactly. That obviously spun off a lot of, for lack of a better term, copycat shows. People thought that they needed to do a Daily Show to do what he was doing, basically. But there's a lot more to it than that. So yeah, Daily, unless your other needs are taken care of, if you've got plenty of money in the bank, don't need to work a full-time job, by all means, do a Daily Show. But if you've got a job or run a business or anything like that, I would stay away from that.
It's a bit tricky. To be honest, it's too much content for me. I enjoyed John's delivery, but I never listened to Entrepreneur on Fire because I couldn't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And it was just too much. I found as well, there was a bit too much repetition just because it was so frequent. It was just, So I don't enjoy listening to daily shows, not because of the content, but because of how often it comes out. It makes me feel uncompletist that I'm not listening to them all.
I mean, back, I ran a weekly show with ADPP for a few years, and we even got, when we would survey our listeners, some listeners even said that weekly was a bit too much for them.
Really?
And they found that the episodes started to back up.
Really?
Maybe it's just it wasn't a good enough show at the time that it ever went to the top of people's queues.
Yes.
But so
I suppose we should say that it doesn't matter. We're saying this is our preference, but I mean, people, daily shows have done very well in the past. Like John, we're talking about John because his show did so well. So tens of thousands of listeners, I think 40, 50,000, I think I remember, in his reports at one time. So there are people out there that would consume daily content. Don't get us wrong. It's just that it's hard to sustain as a creator. And arguably, some listeners find it hard to sustain listening to it as well. So don't necessarily think it's a panacea to creating a really high growth podcast.
I think the bottom line for me is, like, pick something that works for you initially, run with it for a while.
Yeah.
And once you've got that sort of level of audience, check in regularly with them and ask them their opinions.
Yes.
And then make changes accordingly.
Yeah,
from
definitely.
That. Perfect. So
yeah. Okay, that's frequency. That's how often. Right, let's tie it up. So just mention the podcast launch mastermind. I can't say that at all. The podcast launch mastermind again, starting on June 20th, 2018. If you're listening beyond that date, we will be running this again. So still pop over and you can see if there's when the next mastermind is coming up. You can get there at thepodcasthost.com/mastermind and we'll help you get your first episode out there with a lot more individual coaching and help from your colleagues on the mastermind as well. Otherwise, next time around, we are talking, what are we talking? We're talking planning and scripting. And actually, there's going to be something in there around frequency too, which can help you with your frequency, which is around seasons as well, isn't there? That's a big part of our planning process. So if you're interested in that, come back next week for the planning and scripting your episode show.